So we got this big Super Bowl, and one of the big stories from this Super Bowl is the fact that you got brother versus brother. Kind of reminds me of WrestleMania 10 when Bret Hart took on Owen Hart, brother versus brother. But when you think of great brother duos, one of the best ones in the NFL is this one, Rondé and Tiki Barber. And joining us right now is Rondé Barber. For my money, I think this guy's a future Hall of Famer.
Oh, there's no question about it.
Rondé, Joe, and Evan, how you doing?
Rondé, how are you, man?
I'm good, man. What's up, guys?
You know, and not only that, but he is now, you know, you have become now Mr. Tampa Bay Buccaneer. You know, it was always, to me, was always Leroy Selman, you know? But now, I think it's got to be you. I mean, how many are you playing? Like 20 years already. You're close to it.
16, yeah.
How many now?
16. You stick around long enough, they can't help but call you Mr. Whatever.
Well, so. Yeah, but you know, you did something that he didn't do. You know, you're on a Super Bowl winning team. And if I'm not mistaken, are you the only guy in NFL history with 40 interceptions or over 40 interceptions and over 40 sacks? Is that right?
No, 25. 25 sacks, but yeah,
all right.
I have that distinction to my name, which is, you know, something I can hang my hat on at the end of the day, I guess.
Now, do you bust your brother's chops about the fact that you won a Super Bowl and he didn't? Do you get on him about that, Rondé?
I do not. I have some sensitivity in me. I still have a little bit of love for my brother, so I don't rub it in too much.
Are you going to play forever? I mean, you're 37 now, right?
I am 37. I'll be 38 in April.
You don't look a day over 25, Rondé.
Well, appreciate it.
No, you look good, bro. You really don't.
How many more years do you think you could play?
I don't know how many I could play. I honestly don't know how many I will play. I've been in a very fortunate situation here in Tampa that I have a GM now and really a coach going all the way back to Raheem and now with Greg that's, I think, going to let me make the decision. You know, we'll sit down here in another month or so after they decide what they want to do, and we'll have a pretty frank discussion about my future and whether or not I fit in or if I'm willing to continue to go. And it's been that way for 3 years, so I imagine it'll be the same when we sit down and try to hammer out my future with the team.
Dude, hang it up, bro.
and that's Tiki Barber, ladies and gentlemen, the other half of the Barber duo.
Now, Tiki, you're in New Orleans. Rondé, where are you?
I was in New Orleans. I was down there actually doing some stuff with CBS. But now I'm back home in Tampa. It's 80, and I'm going to go play golf here in a little bit and away from the madness.
Now, nice. Tiki, Rondé says he doesn't make fun of you, that he has a Super Bowl championship and you don't.
He
Is that true?
Doesn't.
Oh, he doesn't.
He actually doesn't. He does not do it. I don't think I've ever seen the ring, to be honest with you. He keeps it locked away. It's an accomplishment that I think he'll appreciate after he retires, but he's so focused on trying to get back again one more time before his playing day is over, which, like I said, should be over. Hang it up, Rondé.
Yeah. You know what? I was so distraught after Tiki lost his Super Bowl that I didn't have the humility to make fun of him that I had a ring. I don't know if I've been more pissed at a game than watching the Ravens run all over y'all 11 years ago, however long ago that was, 12 years ago. So that's why I'm good to him. That's why I don't rub it into it.
You know, Rondé,
that's love.
And Tiki, I'll get to you in a second, but I got to ask Rondé this. I mean, you guys were rolling along at 6-4 this year, and I'm like, you're an offensive juggernaut. You know, you got the kid Martin is lighting it up, running the football. Vincent Jackson's having a big year. And then all of a sudden, I think you lost a tough game. I think you lost that tough game. I want to say it was to the Falcons. You lost a game late to Atlanta, and you never recovered from that game. You wound up going 7-9. I mean, what happened, Rondé?
I honestly, there's some things that happened that didn't go favorably for us. Losing that game, you know, you don't want to say one game affects the ones after it. But it was the start of, I think, a four-game losing streak, and we had just come off a four-game winning streak. And you know, we couldn't get right for a lot of reasons, you know, on both sides of the ball. And we've been playing so well. Obviously, we've been running the ball. Doug was having showing that he was having a breakout year. Really, Josh was in that conversation of, man, if he's taking the next step and one of the top tier quarterbacks. He had thrown 505 touchdowns in a game. And we kind of reversed that trend, you know, for about 3 weeks after that Atlanta loss. And you know, next thing you know, you find yourself on the outside looking in. But, you know, one of the positive things that we did, you know, towards the end of the year was really, you know, just keep at it. We didn't change our plan. We didn't change our focus. Then we came into the Atlanta game playing the best team in in the league, you know, record wise at least. And you know, they played their starters the last game of the year, and we beat them. You know, it was a good way to finish the year because it was such a disappointment considering where we were, you know, around the midway point, a little after the midway point.
We're talking to Tiki Barber and Rondae Barber, and of course, you can hear Tiki on the CBS Sports Network. Honestly, was there a sibling rivalry between you guys growing up? I mean, you're both playing football. You're both tremendous athletes. There had to be some, you know, kind of rivalry going on when you guys were kids, right?
I don't know if it was a rivalry per se. I think it was more of a competition against our respective successes, right? So we never really did the same thing. Rondae was a hurdler in track and field. I was a long jumper and a sprinter, and Rondae played defense and I played offense. So it was more like, if you're successful, then I want to be successful, and we pushed each other that way. Yeah, we fought just like any brothers fight, but I think that stopped when we were about 16 years old, maybe 15 years old, because we started hurting each other. I remember I broke my wrist when we got in a fight one time, and that was it. It was like, if we're gonna hurt each other, we got to stop fighting. And after that, it was just a lot of support. You know, we supported each other all the way through. You know, the good and the bad and the ugly and everything that's gone on in our professional and personal lives.
You know, I can't remember you guys playing against each other too many times. I mean, I know you did a couple times, and obviously,
five,
you know, five times.
And
how many tackles did you have of your brother, Rondae?
I don't know. I think I put him out of bounds twice.
Not many. He claimed he wins the head-to-head matchup 3-2, but he didn't tackle me very often. I remember the last game, one of my last games of my career, Tampa came to New York, and you know, at that point, Joe, you know, I'd gotten strong, I'd gotten powerful.
Oh, forget about it. You were as good as anybody at that point.
And Rondae came, and he kind of was trying to jump on my back, and I kind of just sloughed him off and kept chucking it. And I saw him after the play. I said, "I'm not the old Tiki Barber that you remember from high school days."
Yeah.
How would that week be leading up when you guys would play each other? Would you contact each other or keep it quiet?
You know what, I imagine it's much like the week that the Harbaughs are having now. I mean, there's so much, you know, there's that little bit of hype around it just because of the uniqueness of the matchup.
A little bit, a lot of hype.
Well, you know, I'm understating the obvious. but for us, you know, it's just preparing. I mean, I just felt like I was preparing for a game. I mean, obviously the unique factor and the coolness factor that you're playing your brother, and that's awesome. You know, not a lot of people get that. You know, there's very few sets of brothers, you know, obviously not many twins that get a chance to play against each other in the NFL. So that story was always kind of energizing during that week, during those 5 weeks that we did play against each other. But most of it's hype, you know, most of it's the write-ups, the inevitable questions that you're going to have to answer, like the Harbaughs are answering this week, you know, that we had to answer back in those days. And it's really, you know, it really kind of drives the week for you, even though that's not really the focus. So, you know, when they say it's not about the Harbaughs this week, I kind of laugh, because I mean, it is about the Harbaughs this week. Obviously, the better team's going to win on Sunday. But the story is that these two brothers who, you know, took different paths to where they are to be head coaches, you know, are seeing each other in the biggest possible game in football. That is just a remarkable, remarkable story that needs to be told. And, you know, I think everybody's appreciating it because of it.
You know, the unique thing, again, we're talking to the Barber brothers, Rondae and Tiki. The unique thing, though, with you guys is that you guys are, you know, you're twins. I mean, I don't know who's older, but it's only a couple minutes. Who's older?
Rondae's older by 7 minutes.
7 minutes. Yep. So you guys are twins. You know, you certainly look alike. I mean, you know, I couldn't tell the difference between talking to, you know, Tiki or Rondae if I ran into you two guys. And the other thing is, you both went to the same school. You both went to Virginia. Was there any thought of one of you going somewhere different than the other guy when you went to college?
No chance. And in fact, after I got drafted in the second round in 1997, you know, I remember Coach Fossil telling me later that if Rondae had hung around for a couple more picks, he might have drafted him as well. But Tony Dungy and picked him up in Tampa Bay, and we lived our respective careers on opposite ends of the East Coast. But you know, it's one of those things where we got so close because we grew up together. We lived in the same room for, you know, 19 years of our lives, and then all of a sudden we're separated, but we're still living a similar type experience, and you know, obviously playing football and trying to achieve and ultimately getting to a high level of success. Both of us were Pro Bowls. You know, Rondae went, what, five times? I think
he
went to the Pro Bowl five times. I went three times, but the, you know, three of the times that I went, Rondae was there. You know, that type of accomplishment is a blessing. And, you know, it was really hard for both of us when I retired, because for the first time in our lives, we weren't doing the same thing.
Right,
you know,
right.
I jumped into media, and so and Ronnie was still playing, so there wasn't that support system, you know, this vicarious, well, tell me your experience and, you know, help me, understand this or that and the other thing. It wasn't there anymore, which makes this conversation we're having about the Harbaugh so interesting, because while they'll say, yeah, we don't talk, we don't engage during this week, you know that they collaborate. You know that they have a lot of discussions about how do you handle this situation, right? When Jim Harbaugh decides to bench Alex Smith, I'm sure there was a discussion. You know, is this the right thing to do? Should I do this or should I do that? And how should I handle it? And that's valuable. I mean, I think it's a contributing factor to both of their respective successes, and you can't discount it.
You know what would have been interesting, just to add on to that point? If either one of them had lost in the AFC or NFC championship game and the other one had won, how much collaboration would have been against that other team?
Oh, a lot.
No, you know that. No, 100% right about that.
Absolutely.
100% right.
Well, did you guys do that? Did you guys kind of give each other information on common opponents?
No, not really. It's funny you say that, because what year was that? I think it was the Giants' first year they won. It was 2007. Steve Serby, who's a friend, but he's also an idiot, wrote this stupid story. I saw him 2 days ago at Media Day, and I always give him crap.
Yeah.
He wrote this stupid story because I was
not
just
Steve.
Retired
stupid?
The,
Come on.
Yeah, I just retired from the Giants, and he wrote this story that I was giving Rondé hints on how to beat the Giants in the first playoff game, the wild card round. First of all, Rondé wouldn't trust me. And second of all, how would I know? I wasn't even on the team anymore.
But if you did, it didn't work, by the way. Let me just put it.
Exactly.
Bad information, Tiki.
Well, maybe I sabotaged you. Okay? So if you're going to write the story, just tell them I sabotaged you.
And they gave you a ring for it if you sabotaged him.
Rondé, when your brother told you he was going to retire, did you try to talk him out of it? I mean, he was at the top of his game. I mean, he was playing the best football of his career. He's one of the top backs in the league now. Did you try to talk him out of it? Say, what are you doing?
You know what? He retired during those years that he was working up in Jersey with Joe Carini, and those were the years that I was actually working up in Jersey during all season with Joe Carini.
Right, right.
And so before that season, his last season, we're up there working out, and we had a couple other friends up there working out with us. And, you know, there was a couple of times where, you know, I'd be there, like, where the hell is Tiki? The only reason I'm up here is so I can work out with Tiki. You know, I had some things going on. And you got a sense that it was about that time. I knew then that, you know, the motivation was there, but the desire was starting to wane a little bit. Because years before, you know, he'd be in there first thing in the morning. And there was just little cues like that.
Mm-hmm.
We never openly discussed it. You know, it may have been this might be it. You know, everybody says that. I say that every month when I'm talking to my boys now. But it was never hey, Rondé, I'm retiring, and me saying, no, dude, you can't do that. You can't do that. I mean, obviously, in the back of my mind, I knew I wasn't retiring, and I, you know, obviously wanted to keep this thing rolling, as Tiki alluded to earlier, doing the same thing. But I think you could feel that, you know, he had accomplished what he wanted to accomplish, and obviously, you know, he would have liked to won a Super Bowl, but that's not ultimately the major motivation for that guy, for my brother, and you guys know that. You've been around him. You know what he's made of. So I didn't need to convince him. He was going to make that decision on his own, and I was going to support it either way. I mean, it's not like he left, you know, the Giants not with the unfinished career. I mean, he had an amazing run, you know, those 8 years where he was the dominant running back in the NFL, and that's I think that's pretty impressive and a lot to hang his hat on.
Well, guys, excellent job. We appreciate both of you coming on. Tiki, keep up the good work with the CBS Sports Network. And Rondé, keep on playing. Hall of Fame career, I think. And we appreciate you guys coming on.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Pleasure, guys. Thanks a lot, man.
Be well, fellas.
Take care.
Rondé Barber, Tiki Barber, one of the more successful brother duos in the NFL.